It's a sassy scribe, and I'm back at Do Good Day. And with me is, you know, I love the Deuces. I love Art in the Park at the Deuces. Now, here's something I didn't know. The Deuces Live has a food forest, and with me today is Norman Hoyes. Welcome.
Hi, welcome.
Tell us a little bit about the historic 22nd Street South St. Pete and this incredible project.
Well, we started the Deuces Live Food Forest a little over 2 years ago, but we had an authorization from the city in 2021 to start using the lot. However, we started in 23, and our intention is to have 32 raised garden beds where we were growing vegetables and herbs, and we'll be giving that away to the community. Right now, we have 11 raised garden beds, so we have a little while to go. And if you were to look at our table, you'll see some awesome vegetables that we picked this morning. Things like tomatoes, onions, oregano, Brussels sprouts. No, that's not true. Collard greens and a bunch of other things. We're growing like crazy. But we also need some people to help us by volunteering to help us grow. And we like the slogan of come grow with us and help feed people too. So,
you know, what I really love is you're really aligned with Mayor Welch's pillars of success. And this collaborative initiative is rooted in equity, education, and sustainability. What are you teaching our young people about the importance of farming?
Well, our intention is to get people to be involved, get their hands dirty, learn about horticulture, know where the food comes from, the food that's in the refrigerator. Recognize that those actually started with probably a very, very, very tiny seed that blossomed into something huge that you can eat and cook. So we want to teach kids that connection, that it, the food that they're eating now, that they're sometimes buying from the grocery stores, all started by a farmer somewhere, and we want to make that happen in our community, and we've been doing that, so we want to share that experience with the kids.
You know, the Deuces Live is one of my favorite areas. There's so much stuff going on there. What's really incredible now is I am at Berg Sports Bar. I am in what I will call the garden, farm, and sustainability area. I want to know a little bit about your journey. Are you how did you get interested in farming, and how did you join and start this group?
Yeah, I am a transplant from Atlanta by way of Chicago, and ultimately by way of Jamaica. So I've been in this country over, 60 odd years. And I moved down to St. Pete 3 years ago, and looking for something to do with my time. I'm retired. And the folks at Urban Drinkery had petitioned the city to allow them to start a food forest out of the adjacent lot to their property. And they were kind of looking for somebody who had nothing to do to help out, and they found me, or I found them. And we started, and things are just going great.
Well, tell us how people can get involved and what the website is, or how to get involved through calling you or emailing you.
Absolutely. We have a Facebook page. It's called Deuces Live Food Forest. You can contact us there. You can also go to our mother site, which is deuceslive.org. We're looking for volunteers. We're growing. We're adding a bunch of new above ground beds. So we're generally going to be out there looking for volunteers on Saturdays and sometimes on Wednesdays. We have a big Saturday event coming up this Saturday where we could use as many volunteers as possible. We're actually going to be building above ground beds, filling them with earth, and getting seedlings started. So if you're so inclined, come out. We are at 2180 9th Avenue South, St. Pete, 33712, on the Deuces.
So if you want to be involved in a thriving community-centered garden providing fresh produce and holistic wellness resources, I suggest you sign up now to help next Saturday with Deuces Live Food Forest on any Saturday to help. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, man. My pleasure.
I am here with Janice Sterling at Do Good Day. She is the founder and a transplant patient for All Kidney Patient Support Group. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Janice Sterling, and yes, I am a kidney patient. with All Kidney Patient Support Group. We founded it in 2009. We became a 501(c) in 2016. And all of our donations go directly to help kidney patients because we are totally a volunteer-based program.
You know, it's such a journey to deal with an illness, and rather than become a victim, become an advocate. Tell us a little bit about that advocacy journey that you've been on since your successful treatment.
Yes. Well, I started with my journey in the year 2000 with visiting my doctor and saying that I had protein in my urine. Well, that was a sign that my primary care doctor should have referred me to a nephrologist. He said, "You're going to be fine, Ms. Starling. Everything is going to be okay." 6 months later, I was diagnosed with end-stage renal disease.
And you're young.
Yes, I was 35 at the time.
You know, this is so interesting when doctors don't listen to their patients. So I think that, of course, the treatment is and the transplant is quite the process. But talk to us about the importance of a support group during and after.
The importance of a support group that we offer, we are a patient-centered peer organization that we advocate for patients with kidney disease sitting in the chair. Right here I have Adrian Hawk with me, and he is a kidney patient and goes to dialysis Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So we are here to let you know that we have kidney disease, but it doesn't have us. And what we do is support we get. We just came from a walk. We just had our first annual walk at Broyhill Nature Trail today. And we just came back and we had American Association of Kidney Patients there. We had LifeLink there. And as myself being on this journey, having a transplant on December 13th, and now June of 24, having to go back on dialysis, that if I didn't have the support group and the support of my family and my friends and my church, the will to live wouldn't have continued. You feel sometimes like, oh, I can't do this. Oh, it's just only me. But when I listen to Adrian and when I listen to somebody else and I listen to somebody else, it gives you the strength to say, hey, you can keep going. All you got to do is know your numbers. Talk to your doctors, communicate. When I first was diagnosed, I did not know that protein in my urine was the first sign of my kidneys being failed. I didn't know that. But now I know, and now I want somebody else to know so that you can know what to do. That's called chronic kidney disease.
You know, this strikes home with me, and I'm so delighted to have you here today and to have both of you here today. How can people get involved with this, and will you tell us about the website, Janice?
On our website, if you're interested in volunteering, we have a volunteer site. Click the volunteer site, fill out the information, and we will get back in touch with you. We have a donate site. If you feel the need to help a kidney patient or to help us to spread the word about kidney disease and grow, we started with three kidney patients. We started the support group with three kidney patients. And from now, we have over 100, maybe more, 1,000 in New York, California. And we have Zoom meetings that you can attend. Click the website, and tomorrow is our March Zoom meeting. They're the last Sunday of each month. Our website is akpsupportgroup.org.
Miss Janice, we thank you so much for being here. Folks, if you are a patient or someone who is first starting this journey with kidney issues, please, please, All Kidney Patient Support Group. Thank you, Janice.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
There are many important issues being served here at Do Good Day by these 35 nonprofits. This is the second annual Do Good Day, and I'm Nanette Weiser, the Sassy Scribe. I am with Leslie Pruitt right now at West Care, a very important organization. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you very much, Nanette. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your mission, and uplifting the human spirit is definitely a call to action.
It is a definite call to action. What we do is we're an addiction and recovery mental health system, and we are working with clients from homelessness to those through transitional housing who have people who are going through recovery, and then we do have our full residential program. Additionally, Additionally, we have our outpatient services. We have prevention programs, and we work with our clients to do workforce development and get GED training.
And you're located in the Edge District, is that right?
We're actually the Edge District. We're throughout St. Petersburg and through Pasco County, and we're expanding. We'll have a program in Tampa, in Hillsborough County soon. So stay tuned.
You know, addiction knows no demographic. Addiction crosses everything. Today you're passing out Narcan. Tell us just a little bit in the USA Today version of that.
Well, we want as many people to get Narcan in their hands so that just people will say, I don't need it. But the truth of the matter is you never know when you're going to need it, because you might be walking down the street and someone having an opioid crisis. And if you have it, then you can actually administer it to someone and save someone's life.
So how can people be involved with WestCare? And then I want to hear about Camp Mariposa, where kids transform.
People can get involved. We need, basically, one of the things we're looking for are clothes donations, because people come to us where they don't have clothing and they need pants. We're actually looking for men's 30 to 36 jeans or slacks, because they actually have to wear long slacks and a shirt. And additionally, we need women's clothing. So that's one way. The other way is just to tell people about what we're doing and work with us for our prevention program. You had asked me about Camp Mariposa, and Camp Mariposa is for 9 to 12 year olds who are experiencing a parent or caregiver who has substance use disorder. And these kids, it's a free camp. It's 6 times a year, Friday to Sunday morning. And we take these kids to camp and do team building, talk about what addiction has done to them. And they it's really to break the cycle of addiction.
So if people want to find out more and get involved, where do they go?
They would give me a call, and you would call me at 727-610-5435.
It's so exciting to be here today. It's Do Good Day, and I want to thank WestCare and Leslie Pruitt for being here, Director of Community Engagement. Thank you.
Thank you, Nanette, for being here also. We're pleased.